Dozens of Catholics in the Boston Archdiocese are going to be spending this Thanksgiving holiday in church. They're not attending Mass. They're keeping the Archdiocese from shutting down the buildings. Out of 83 parishes slated to be closed, 8 congregations are fighting back by holding round-the-clock prayer vigils. From member station WBUR, Monica Brady Meyeroff reports on the vigil at St. Anselm Church in Sudbury, a suburb of Boston.
On a table covered with a plastic cloth decorated with fall leaves, there are stacks of desserts. A white chocolate mousse cake, raspberry twists, apple pie, and one lone slice of yellow cake. Around the table, older men and women, young mothers and their school-aged children, and people just off work talk and nibble. This round-the-clock prayer vigil, now in its third month, is fueled by faith and food. Vigil administrators Cynthia Deischer and Gail Trainer say it's all donated.
Oh, there's so much food.
The food coming in is phenomenal. And you never know.
There's sweets, and there's always a lot of temptations.
Organizers decided they should share the bounty with less fortunate Catholics. Joanne Richard is in the church basement putting together Thanksgiving baskets.
We're going to basically give them everything they need except for the turkey. You know, napkins, she got tissue paper, she got construction paper to make cards and stickers.
The baskets are for a food pantry at another parish that is also holding a round-the-clock vigil to prevent the archdiocese from closing it down.
These are the families who are coming.
Gail Trainer checks a list of people coming for the Thanksgiving meal at St. Anselm. She says before the dinner, they'll hold a touch football game on the church lawn.
This is what's going on, 12:30, first annual Turkey Bowl.
This could be their last Turkey Bowl. They are occupying the church illegally, and the archdiocese could remove them at any time. So far, the archdiocese hasn't forced parishioners out of any of the occupied churches. Trainer says after years of giving money to the church, the parishioners have squatters' rights, and they've made St. Anselm their second home. So it makes sense to have a potluck Thanksgiving here.
We have a full kitchen downstairs, and families decided, you know, we don't have a huge family to celebrate with. Some people are from out of state, so they decided, let's see if we can do something here.
The more than 100 parishioners involved in this vigil run the occupation on donated money and time. The parishioners have taken over the church's bills and ask volunteers to commit to one-hour shifts. Overnight, the doors are locked with people sleeping in the main body of the church. There are always at least 3 people here, and hot coffee brewing. Carol Hardiman drops in often.
So those people that think that vigiling is like votive lights and rosary beads, far from it. It's a very unified, warm, welcoming, friendly experience. I love it. I have to say that in all honesty, I absolutely love it.
One of the most devoted parishioners is 12-year-old Ian Driscoll. He's spent every night sleeping in the church since the vigil began September 12th.
It's better to wake up here because the sun comes through the back windows and it like shines over, and it's pretty cool because all the different color shades of the window panes or whatever you call them.
Ann Rutter, who's 62, also sleeps near the stained glass windows behind the altar when she's on vigil. She rolls out her sleeping bag on an air mattress.
I feel right at home here. I feel like this is my home, and to sleep with God is very comforting.
These parishioners are occupying sacred ground to force the archdiocese to change. Inside St. Anselm, they're discovering parts of the church they were never allowed to see before. They're eating in the altar server's sacristy. The priest's sacristy is now an administrative office. The priest's vestments poke out of the closet door. Those committed to the vigil say they still believe in the Catholic Church as an institution, but they think its leaders are making a mistake by closing a vibrant parish. Gail Trainer says instead of breaking up the congregation, the fight against the archdiocese has brought the community together.
In a weird way, they have forced us to become even more of a family than we were before. When you spend this much time with people, you grow together.
This Thanksgiving season, many say they are thankful because the prayer vigil in defiance of the Catholic Church has strengthened their faith. For NPR News, I'm Monica Brady Meyerov in Boston.